Time to begin our services. We'd like to welcome each of you and those online to our services this afternoon. Tonight we will have a service of worship and song and prayer and scripture reading. The theme tonight will be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The first song will be Christ Alone. In Christ Alone, and on the overhead only. This will be for the first prayer led by Keith Hancock. So please join in with the singing and as we worship our Lord.
In Christ Alone, my hope is now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you at this time, thanking you for this hour that we have to take time in the middle of the week to focus on you and your word, to join with Christians of like faith, to sing songs of praises to you and offer prayers to you and study from your word. We're thankful for that firm foundation of your word, Lord, and the truth that it stands for, that guides us. We pray that we will use that word and that foundation of yours to help us through our lives, to be better Christians, to teach others about you, and that we're adhere to these words so that we can one day have a home in heaven with you. We pray that we may instill this foundation to our children, that as they grow, that they will remember the things they are taught from your word, and as they go out into the world, they can carry that with them. We pray that as a church, we will stand for the truth, and that we will look to your word for the guidance that we need. We pray that you will be with our elders, that you will give them the wisdom to make decisions, and that we may not be a burden to them. We pray as we go throughout the rest of the week, that we will remember the sacrifice that was made for us through your Son's death. And it's through that death that we can be forgiven of our sins and have a home in heaven one day. Please watch over and care for us throughout the hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
The next song will be on the overhead also, Ancient Words. I'm sorry, Harold's next. This is the first singing after we've announced the theme for this part of the year. And our theme is the foundation, or building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And in this particular part, we're talking about building on that that is laid by the apostles and prophets. We've used Ephesians, the second chapter, in verse 20 and 21, as our scripture and text. So let me read that for you, if you would. I'm reading from Ephesians 2, verse 20, verse 21. And I'm using New King James. It says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole body, or the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. I hope that we've made clear that the idea is that Jesus is the foundation, and that's the chief cornerstone that he says. But we're laid on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That is, this foundation they are laying, that they're laying this foundation of Jesus. There's a couple of passages that make this abundantly clear. And of course, I think Reagan did also in his lesson Sunday. But if you look at Ephesians and about the third chapter, Paul talks about their job as apostles and prophets. But look, if you would, to the book of 1 Corinthians in the third chapter and verse 9, and listen to Paul and listen to what he says they were doing. They're laying the foundation. 1 Corinthians 3, and beginning in verse 9, he says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You're God's field, we're God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But each one takes heed how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." So Paul clearly says in that case that we have laid the foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. We're going to be singing a lot about this foundation, and particularly how that the apostles gave us the word, and that that word is what we build on today and is what we're looking at. And so let me just share with you one passage that I think would talk about the word, and we're going to look at it this evening from the standpoint that the word is first purposeful, and secondly that it's lasting, and third that is precious. And one passage that would just give us this idea that we build on the word, that it has a purpose in our life. Look, if you would, to the book of 1 Timothy in the third chapter, and begin reading, or 2 Timothy, the third chapter, if you would, beginning in verse 15, chapter 3. "And that from a childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." So he's talking about Timothy, and he says, from a childhood you've been taught the scriptures and have learned of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 16, he says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So we're building upon the word.
It's laying the foundation of Jesus Christ, and it's able to make us perfect, everything we need to be.
Ancient words. Hymnal number 435. How shall the young secure?
How shall the young secure?
Like the sun.
The gospel is for all.
We've sung, certainly the gospel is for all. All of us ought to give our life unto it, surrender to what Christ tells us to through the apostles, as is written down. That word not only guides us, tells us what we need to hear, but it's a lasting word. We're not going to receive this now, and then in a couple of years after we've been following this, find out this is wrong and there's another updated word that we should be following. It's a lasting word, and it will last until Christ comes again. In the book of 1 Peter, in the first chapter, in verse 23, Peter writes saying, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever." You may remember that Jude, in his epistle, in the third verse, talks about the faith once for all delivered. He's talking about this faith we have and how that it comes through the Word. And he says it's once for all delivered. And that particular phrase, if you look into it, that just doesn't just mean that it's lasting, but it means that it will never go out of date, that it's a perpetual validity. And so this Word that the apostles gave to us through the Holy Spirit and teaching us about Jesus, we can put our trust in that because it will never change. It will last forever. Oh, and will lead us in some songs.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Harold, for the opportunity to lead tonight. My first song will be number 439. And the large hymnal, all three of my songs will be from the large hymnal, Psalm 19.
The Lord is perfect and burning the soul. The heavens are one.
Next song will be number 296, How Firm a Foundation.
Number 296.
How firm a foundation he sang of the
song for this evening will be number 498, Where He Leads, I'll Follow. Okay, well, let's go to number 360. Sorry about that. 360 in the large hymnal. Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing
All-wise and loving Heavenly Father, we approach Thy throne in this hour of peace, Lord, thanking You for being our God and being our Creator. Truly, we are standing on the promises of Your Word. As we've sung tonight, Your Word, the foundation of our life, the very meaning of our life and hope that we have in Thee. We thank Thee for the tenets of Thy Word, Lord, that we can readily look to and glean strength and courage from reading Your Word. We thank You for the purpose and the lasting of Your Word. We pray that we will never take things for granted, this gift of Your Word that we can always look to be stronger each day that we live. Live a Christian life as you have commanded us to do. We pray, Lord, for each one here tonight that we will look for and ask for wisdom and strength and above all courage, not only physical courage, but more importantly, physical courage as we are often tested and given opportunities to shine for You. And we pray that we will have that courage to stand in Thy gap when we need to, so that we may be found in favor of You. We pray, Lord, for each one here and each family as we strive to do the right thing, to live the kind of life that would be found in favor, the kind of life that we know we should live as Your children. As we are faced with temptations from time to time, Lord, we pray that we will stand up, that we will be found strong in Thy sight. We know we are not perfect. We pray that You will look down upon us in tender mercy in the times that we fall short. We pray, Lord, for those that we know of that are sick and ailing, those that are in the twilight of their lives, Lord. We know our memory is short when things are good and our health is strong. But please remind us to have sympathy, to have compassion, and to help those as we know we should. We pray that You will continue to be with us through this hour of peace. Uplift us in all that's good and protect us with thy loving hand is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
As we think about the fact that this word is given to us by the apostles, first of all, it's Christ's word, but given to us by the apostles through inspiration. Think about that word and what it is. It's teaching us that Jesus is Lord in Christ. Think back, if you would, to the book of Acts in the second chapter when the apostles first were given the Spirit to preach the word. And all of them apparently preaching, but Peter's sermon recorded for us. And he comes down to a place and he says in verse 36, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." They are preaching Jesus. And that's the foundation we're building on, Jesus. and His Word that He taught us and tells us and reveals to us through the apostles. And how precious that truth is, that Jesus is Lord in Christ. He's our Master, and He's our Savior. We realize, as we've sung, how that this Word leads us and guides us, that it is lasting. It's not going to change. It's not going to go away. It is our salvation, a hope of salvation, when we obey it, knowing that Jesus is the one that has given it and we're doing His will. I think we can see how precious that Word should be to us. And there's lots of places that we could turn to that would show us how precious the Word is. But if you have your Bibles, you might turn to the book of Psalm in the 119th chapter. And of course, Psalms 119 talks over and over, in fact, the whole chapter, a long chapter, talks about the Word. But listen particularly beginning in chapter 119 and verse 127. Therefore I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That's how we should feel about the word. We love it because we know that it's from the Lord and that it makes us perfect.
Our next song this evening will be number 636, The Love of God.
Thank you.
next song will be out of the supplement, number 134, Thy Word is a Treasure. The invitation will be number 498. 498. Where He leads, I'll follow. If you'd like to hear it, would you please check? Invitation song will be number 603, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Well, obviously we haven't dealt deep in the Word, but I think we've certainly made it clear that Jesus is the foundation that we should be building on. And that foundation is that truth that we mentioned a moment ago, that Jesus is Lord and Christ. I've told many people, I've told you before, if I stood before an audience, even for the first time, or even for the last time, I guess, and I could just choose anything I wanted to get across and make sure that I could get across one point and make them know it and feel it and understand it, it would be that truth that Jesus is Lord and Christ. And make them understand that we're talking about He's Lord, that He's Master. Whatever He tells me to do, that's what I need to be doing. And it wouldn't make any difference what He told me, I ought to be doing it. But we have the confidence of knowing that He's just telling us the things that will help us, and the things that will make life better for us, and the way to have eternal life. And so I should willingly accept Him and make Him my Lord. But He's not just Lord, He's not just Master, He's Christ. He's the Savior. And as Paul, or as Acts, the fourth chapter, tells us, that He's the only Savior. He's the world's only Savior. If you were to line everybody that have ever lived, and I can't imagine that mass of humanity, but if you could somehow get everybody that has ever lived to stand together, only one would be able to save you. That's Jesus Christ. And the only way that you would be saved is by hearing His word and doing it, which involves believing that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, repenting of your sins, saying, I'm not going to walk in sin anymore, but I'm going to walk in righteousness. And by being buried in His name in baptism for the remission of sins, to wash away those past sins, to let the old man be dead, arise a new man in Christ, there you would have salvation. We've sung about Him being the foundation, how that foundation has been laid by the apostles and prophets. It includes the word of the Lord. And we've been singing, if you remember what Colossians says in Colossians 3, we teach and admonish through our singing. And what we've been doing is singing about Jesus Christ as the foundation, His word that He's given to us through the apostles. And we're hoping that singing will also admonish you. And if you haven't obeyed the gospel or haven't been faithful in the gospel, that you'll come even now and repent of your sins, and if you need be buried in baptism, as together we stand and sing.
Days are filled with sorrow.